So in this score, Parrot asks for 5 to 6 millimeter threaded screws that sit between two of the three strings on certain pitches of the piano. The screws sit about halfway up and down. You don't want the top of the screw on the string because then you get this really weird buzzing sound.
And you've been experimenting, moving the screw up and down to try and find exactly the right sort of overtone you want. How do you know what you want?
So that depends on how that pitch is used in the piece. There are some places where there are particular harmonies, and so if I know that pitch is being used in a particular triad, for example, I will try to choose an overtone within that triad so that we don't get tritones or strange things that actually don't work with this piece. But also with the screw sitting in between the two strings, so that's where it's stopped and that's where the overtone comes from. The other string vibrates freely and that's what gives it the fundamental pitch.
And what does it feel like when you're playing this detuned or retuned instrument as a pianist who normally plays an unprepared piano?
We have to be very careful. You actually have to play quite softly, because if you play too loudly, then there's an unwanted type of distortion. Of course, we are distorting the sound, but the effect is best felt if the pianist plays with a gentle touch, especially on the upper ranges. Otherwise, you'll get that buzzing sound or some other strange noises coming out of the piano. Definitely, it sounds like a gong. I personally think it also sounds a little bit like a singing bowl. I have quite a few singing bowls at home, and it's almost like you've got a set of tuned singing bowls to play with. What we're sensing is a distortion of the stopped string. And I do like it. I think it sounds quite meditative and soothing, but when it's loud, when he has the big growling chords, especially at the end of the first movement, it actually is terrifying. In the second movement, the piano only plays the pitches from a D minor arpeggio, and I'll demonstrate that now. And that serves to reset the mathematical composition structure that he has devised for the orchestra.
So would you say people should try this at home or not?
Definitely not. It can damage your instrument if you don't know what you're doing. I'm particularly very lucky because my husband Vahe is the head technician for Steinway Australia. So he has a wealth of knowledge which I've been able to draw on. And one of the things that he warned me of is how fragile the dampers are. So in addition to using felt wedges and being very careful about how you insert the screws, you also have to always press the damper pedal so that the felt that's on the bottom of the dampers doesn't get chopped off in this process. That is not a good thing. Everyone would be very mad at me if I did that.
Especially just before a performance.
Yes, exactly.
Well, Brenda Jones, it's been a delight talking to you. Thank you so much for all your very thorough explanations.
Thanks so much.